It's Thursday, December 2nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. What lessons from Aussie workers around mental health can we learn? And AI regulations from the UK and EU progress and the potential impact in the US. This is the Business of Tech. A bit of news on workplaces from a survey of Australian workers. In a survey down under, YouGov found that more than two-thirds of workers in IT and computer services share the belief that their workplace has only introduced mental health and well-being initiatives to tick boxes, while day-to-day, their management shows little, if any, genuine concern or empathy for their well-being. Workers from the IT and computer services sectors represented the highest percentage of share of this belief out of all the industries that were surveyed. 56% of IT and computing services workers surveyed said they would hide a mental or physical health condition to avoid being judged or discriminated against. This was slightly higher than the 53% recorded overall. Why do we care? I have no reason to believe this data doesn't apply to the US, UK, or Europe. What was surprising to me that IT was the worst industry. I didn't expect it to be the best, just not dead last. Sure, it's only slightly higher, but that's cold comfort. It's during hard times that the investment pays off, like a market where labor has the upper hand. Investments now will help, and help even more so later. This is no overnight fix, but this will differentiate the haves and have-nots even more so, particularly considering how fraught the other challenges of an IT services business are. Let's hit a couple of regulatory items. In the UK, the government has announced a new standard on artificial intelligence to be adopted by government departments and public sector organizations. Organized into two tiers, the standard includes a short description of the algorithmic tool, including how and why it's being used. The second tier offers more detailed information about how the tool works, the data sets that have been used to train the model, and the level of human oversight involved. That one from Computer Weekly. In the EU, a similar draft of regulation for AI is getting pushback for not going far enough. A group of 115 not-for-profits focused on advocacy are calling for the April draft to go further. And in the US, Amazon is getting pushback for providing misleading or grossly incomplete data about the number of COVID-19 infections potentially spread in its US facilities, according to a labor group calling on the federal government to investigate the company. Also in the US, something I missed and wanted to note, the FTC expanded the definition of financial institutions beyond banks. It can include anything from payday lenders, pawn shops, brokerages, mortgage clearinghouses, and motor vehicle dealers. The new rules also require that financial institutions designate a qualified individual to oversee their cybersecurity compliance. And in growing coverage, the National Society of IT Service Providers highlights work done by the National Conference of State Legislatures. 45 states and Puerto Rico have introduced or considered more than 250 bills or resolutions that significantly deal with cybersecurity. Why do we care? That redefinition of financial institutions stood out for me. That's much broader and a trend I don't expect to see slowing. We talk about AI ethics a lot on the Killing It podcast, so these data points fit the trend for sure. And notably, not the US. The EU and UK are pushing a lot of tech laws. And we should care because larger companies will simply implement the compliance for all because it makes sense to do so. They want simplification at scale. So think about this. US citizens get all the downside then, without any upside protection. Inaction or lack of action is a decision too, and it comes with consequences. So in many cases, US providers need to know EU or UK laws just because of the impact on the systems they manage. When it comes to delivering cybersecurity services to your client, there's a lot to consider, and even more at stake. Firewalls and antivirus don't provide enough protection, and adding more tools to an already complex tech stack is expensive and difficult to manage. The Field Effect Partner Momentum Program and their award-winning security portfolio solves these issues by enabling MSPs to deliver complete cybersecurity protection, unlock new revenue streams, simplify operations, and stand out from the competition. Learn more and connect with the Field Effect team today by visiting fieldeffect.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. I'm right up against deadline today, so I'm going to get this out and publish. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.